Well, there's a lot going on in our world, and this part is a part of the other stuff going on that's not so good. We talked about it at the beginning, the Air Canada plane colliding with a fire truck while landing at LaGuardia, New York's LaGuardia Airport, late last night. Killed the pilot and the co-pilot, injuring dozens. Our Director of Community Affairs and News, Marie Osborne, joins us with the very latest details. Marie, good afternoon.
Hi there, Paul. The pictures from this are absolutely incredible.
Horrifying.
This crash occurred about 11:40 last night. The plane struck as a rescue vehicle was responding to a separate incident. Here's what it sounded like.
Frontier 4195, just stop there, please. Stop, truck one, stop. Stop, truck one, stop. Stop, truck one, stop.
Yeah, so you can hear the desperation there in the voice. The plane was carrying 72 passengers, four crew members. The FAA issued a ground stop at LaGuardia shortly after this aircraft collision due to the emergency. Newly released air traffic control audio revealed the reaction to the accident after it happened.
That wasn't good to watch.
Yeah, I know I was here. I tried to reach out to my staff, and we were dealing with an emergency earlier.
Man, you did the best you could.
So Executive Director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, Catherine Garcia, spoke to the press later in the evening to give her update.
Initial numbers indicate that 41 passengers and crew were transported to the hospital as well as the ARF officers. At this time, we understand that 32 have been released, but there are also serious injuries.
So ARF means the aircraft rescue and firefighting. The accident happened as the plane was landing. Again, the plane was carrying 72 passengers, four crew members, and we don't know if weather played a role in all this, Paul. So an investigation is very much underway.
And the sad news is that indeed, because when I first heard this, I said, well, how is that possible? And the first thing I thought, frankly, was that the fire truck was at fault, that obviously landing airplanes have precedence over everybody. They are mm-hmm. a number one. But then we heard the air traffic controller tell the fire truck it was safe to cross the runway. And then we heard the air traffic controller say, sadly, I messed up. Then someone else said, you're doing the best you can do. So my question is, was that air traffic controller doing the work of more than one person? And I bet that he was.
Well, that's the question. Also, you heard in that one cut where he says there was an emergency here earlier. So I don't know.
I wondered if that was where the fire truck was going, which I had heard. There's no real report out, but I'd heard it was because of fumes on a United flight that actually sickened two flight attendants. So they decided to send the fire truck to check it out to try to figure out what was going on. That might have been the emergency he was referring to. I don't really know, though. Who knows?
Right. This is just, though, a snapshot into what life as an air traffic controller is like, the importance of these jobs, and what the kind of stress they are under in those towers every minute of every single day on their shifts.
Can you imagine? I mean, I've been in air traffic control towers a long time ago. I can't even remember what city it was. But you look at what they're looking at, and it is maddening to see all these little figures that are airplanes going all over the place. And they have to be, I know they have their own specific areas they're trying to take control of and pay attention to, but it is, you put it right, it is an incredibly stressful job. And if you all of a sudden are trying to do this shorthanded, you're going to have problems. You're going to have accidents like we just did.
It remains to be seen if they're going to clearly point to that in the end, but it just sort of seems that that's what it's adding up to be. It just also, one of the things that always baffles me is when you listen to these audio cuts, and we've heard them so many times before in an emergency, the pilots talking to one of the It's hard to understand them. And you have to be able to really focus in on their language and know what they're saying. But for us civilians, it's really hard to understand.
That's a very good point. And it reminds me of that horrific thing at Ronald Reagan Airport when the Air Force helicopter came in and hit the airplane and everybody died. But the air traffic controller saying, do you see the incoming? I mean, my God, there were 17 incomings.
Yeah.
There had to be more specific. Do you see the such and such flight? I mean, I don't know how you do that, but they clearly didn't see each other. And in this situation, I'm guessing, this is all guessing, that the Air Canada pilot and co-pilot certainly saw the fire truck. I assume the fire truck's lights were flashing and saw him off to the side, but didn't expect him to then pull in front of their path as they were landing. I mean, because that's where the air traffic controllers control and make sure that that doesn't happen. So a horrible circumstance and situation. Everyone in our thoughts and prayers. Now they haven't even opened LaGuardia back up, and the plan was to open it at 2. I don't know if you've heard anything more.
You know, I heard that as well, but it just depends how far they are on this investigation and how that area has been cleaned up. I just haven't had a real clear look on that in a little while. So it still looks like 2 o'clock is on, but that could change.
We hope that those that were seriously injured pull through this okay, and our thoughts and prayers to the family of the pilot and the co-pilot who died. Marie, thanks for the update. We do appreciate
it. Thank you.
There's an awful lot going on, my friends, and we're glad you're here on News Talk 760 WJR on your way to making each and every day count. Each day is a gift. Don't know how much QTR we have. None of us do. As Kim would remind us, quality time remaining. But I do want to thank you for choosing to be an important part of the best and brightest audience in all of radio. That's if you listen to WJR. That puts you into that very good group. We've got another hour of lots of interesting conversation coming up on WJR.